Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, little man.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Just having a great one so far. How about you?
Great. I mean, I'm already having a great time. Ron and I just bitched and moaned about Elden Ring for like literally 25 minutes right before this. I mean, we are mad. We are two angry gay men.
video game nerds.
this game is really bringing us together even closer than before. It's like you know, adversity brings people together. That's what we're going through right now.
Sure does. I was trying to kill this giant and I couldn't, and I just kept yelling, "Ashley is a sexual assaulter! Ashley is a sexual assaulter!" until I beat it.
I mean, talk about ogres, right? This show.
Oh my God. Put an ogre in a bikini and she owns the world. So welcome to Below Deck Sailing Yacht Day, everybody. Thanks to everyone who joined us over on Take a Seat on Spotify Live last night. Always have fun talking to you guys, laughing with you about all the Bravo goss. That's every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern, so join us for that. Also, over on our Patreon is where you will find bonus episodes. Just did a bunch of road trip car drive episodes, and we're going to do something this week for that. And we do a couple videos a week, and this week, since we are off the road, we're going to be doing both Housewives shows, Real Housewives of Orange County and Real Housewives of New Jersey, as video recaps over on Crappens on Demand. So thanks to everyone who supports that. We love doing those.
Plus, Ronnie, you were just on the John Hill show on SiriusXM on Radio Andy. So yes. If you can access like that, I think it's saved somewhere. Like, I think it's archived. So if you have access to that, go listen to Ronnie on it.
Yeah, and you were on there too. So go listen to both of us. You know,
yeah.
On their separate times. Super fun. Scott Nevins from People's Couch was on there. That was fun. That was a fun full circle moment. He was really funny and so cute. Like, he still looks so young and stuff. And he said it's because he doesn't drink or do. He's never had a drop of alcohol or drugs. Or there was one other thing, but I mean, he lost me at alcohol and drugs. I was like, well, I'm fucked.
He has a painting in the attic, doesn't he? He has a painting in the attic. That's a secret.
I think so. I mean, he really does just glow. The guy glows. What can I say?
Good for
anyway,
him.
That was super fun. And now here we are with some Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yeah. Lots of stuff happening this episode. But the thing that happens the most, cleaning, because that's where we start. Cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And Gabriella's in the process of losing her mind. She's feeling really defeated at the moment. Mainly, I would say because Ashley is undermining her and creating toxicity around her. That's my leading theory, but she's going through it right now.
Yeah, there seems to be stuff missing from this. I'm not really sure what's going on because things don't seem that bad. I'm like, why are you this upset over Ashley? Like, she sucks. And what's going on with Marcos and why is that so? It seems like it's intense. Deeper than it is. It's just too intense. Yeah, it's too intense for the situation to me. Now, obviously, I'm not living it, but I like Gabriella. So I'm like, why are you wasting your tears on Ashley? Like,
yeah,
I would barely waste a Kleenex on her. Like, that girl's terrible. You know, don't waste your Kleenex.
Ashley's like one of the worst people we've ever seen on Below Deck, right? Am I crazy in saying that?
She's vapid. She's stupid. She's gross. She's mean. She's
evil.
She has not one good. I can't think of one good quality about the girl. She's terrible. She's fucking terrible. She doesn't even have enough sense to be insecure. You know, a lot of people like her, you're like, well, you know, maybe they're just insecure or it's an issue from your childhood. She doesn't even have the intelligence to be insecure. You know, like she says something in this episode like, usually they're just begging to be with me. Ugh, you're disgusting. You're human trash, okay? Get off my fucking TV. You shouldn't even be in society.
Not in society. Well, anyway, Gabriella is, so she's like crying. And then everyone starts dressing up for tonight. They're going to go out and everything. And so, of course, Ashley then goes up to Daisy and is like, oh, my God, like, Gabriella, she's, like, crying in the bathroom after you left. It's like she's just trying to poison the well against her in any way that she can. She's going to try to, like, embarrass her. She's going to just, like, just whatever private moment Gabrielle is going to try to have, Ashley's going to try to blow up.
And Ashley, you know, of course, kisses her ass to her face. To her face, she's so nice. Like, look at us being girlfriends. And then she does this all behind her back. If she was just straight up evil, like, I don't like you and that's it, don't talk to me. Okay, it wouldn't be nice, but it would be better, I think, slightly better than this. You know, the whole being fake to your face and then running and just making everybody hate the girl is really gross. So Daisy, you know, who honestly is doing a terrible job managing this, which she admits later in the episode, but she's kind of sucking at this. She's like, well, it had nothing to do with you. You know, I'm giving her a clean slate and you've got to give her a second slate too. And Ashley's like, that doesn't come easy for me. Really? It's like, nobody seems to come easy for you on this show.
I was going to say she's given Gary like 3 or 4 or 5 chances. I mean, how many times does the guy say he's not interested in you and you go back for more? You've given it many, many chances. And he's disrespected you many times, chances. Like, in the process.
Not chances. She's begging at this point. I mean, it's sad. Someone left a comment that I thought was so funny that was like, you're pathetic. You can't even get Gary. LOL. It's like having a Costco plate of gelatinous cut-up chicken to sample, and the chicken refuses to go into your hand. It's like meant to be eaten by everybody in the store, and it will not go into your hand.
Well, look, she gave Tom a second chance. How about that? That's a better example. Tom was a dick to her, and she was like, you're so immature. And then she still went back to, because she was, you know, horny. But the point is that she can be open to people that she wants to be open to, but she is not going to be open to another girl who is working at a higher rung over her.
And also, you know, getting a lot of attention from the guy that she's so desperately throwing herself at.
Yeah. I mean, Gabriella should have stayed just for that. Just to piss Ashley off, just to like be like the supreme, what's the lady version of a cock block? Whatever that is. You know?
I don't know. A vagina vault?
There's a word for it.
Call it? It's
like a box blocker? Is that something?
A box block? I don't know. So Daisy, you know, basically everybody's doing checks and making sure everything's clean and nobody asks Gabriella what's wrong, even though Gabriella's doing that thing where you're like, no, don't worry about me. I'm not upset. Like she's walking around the boat like.
Yeah. Let's not you know, ignore the fact that Gabriella is also very like. She's so in your face about, like, I'm going through something. Like, it's definitely, like, everyone knows that she's going through something because she's like, I'm going through a lot, guys. She's, like, that kind of person, you know? So, like, you know, it's not that she's not innocent. It's more like she's not perfect in this situation either.
Well, she likes to, like, give attitude, you know, like, start little arguments with people and then be like, what? You're mad? That hurts my feelings. Well, I mean, okay, yeah. But...
She says passive aggressive things and people are like, what the fuck? And she's like, I'm just not finding my place on this boat right now. I'm like, well, you're saying passive aggressive things to people.
Yeah. But I still like her so much more than Ashley that I'm like, you win. Like, no matter what at this
point. 100%. Like, no, I think Gabriella is like really great. Like, I think she's like, she seems so capable. But, you know, like we're spending all this time, you know, talking about this situation and, you know, like, you know, Gabriella contributes, you know, to it as well.
So then they're getting on a little boat to go because they have a condo, like a vacation condo for a day. It's like their party episode. So they get on this little boat to go and it's windy. And Ashley's like, oh my God, it's windy. Good thing I wax. Glad we could even make the boat ride about you. Okay. Glad. It's like cleaning your kitchen. No one is coming over to dinner. Why are you doing the dishes?
There were definitely like 2 groupers that just like barfed in the water there.
If you wax they will come. They won't. They will not.
They will literally not come. That's what we learned tonight. So then Daisy's like, she's like, Gary's flirting with Daisy. He's like, oh, Daisy, those pants on you. You look good in the ass. Looks really good in those pants. Blah, 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 blah. And Daisy's like, oh, I've realized it's better to flirt with Gary than it is to fight with him. So, I don't know. My Daisy's a little weird today. I think I've had too much Andrea lately, and now my Daisy's getting like, oh, da-ba, da-ba, da-ba.
But, I've never had a Daisy. It's very freeing, you know?
Well, I'll keep on flirting. I'll keep on flirting to get what I want, because it's easier to flirt than it is to fight.
And Ashley just throws out her trademark Ashley line. Why don't you guys just fuck already? Like, totally, I'm totally okay with it. Before I ruin your life.
I think it was actually Gabriella who did it that time, actually. I think Gabriella was the one who said that they have to have sex.
Oh.
Or maybe that was at dinner. Was that at dinner that she said that? People are just, like, making these sex suggestions a lot on this show, you know? It's like a weird deflection. It's like, I'm so not invested in Gary that I'm going to tell someone else to have sex with him. Because that shows he has no spell over me.
Well, this show in particular, this version, became so popular because of, like, the threesome in the hot tub. And it became popular because of that. So now that's just, like, every season. It's like, we all need to fuck it all. Like, who's fucking today? We've got to keep this show on the air.
Yeah. And then, so they're at the restaurant, and then Ashley says something that just annoyed, just, God, I could not stand it. There's nothing inherently wrong with it, but I just hated it. She goes, I'm gonna rip tequila shots all night long. I'm like, okay, like, congratulations, you're an adult. Like, there was something about saying, like, I'm gonna rip tequila shots all night long. I'm like, you know what, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about your tequila shots. And, like, it doesn't make you more of an adult because you declare you're going to do that. I don't know. Drove me nuts.
I'm getting stressed, Dad. Clutterboxed this morning. So then Gary and Daisy have some of their high-level flirting, too, where she says something and laughs, gives, like, and someone tells her it's evil, and Gary's like, yeah, that's an evil laugh. And she's like, shut your pie hole, Gary! Like The Notebook.
Yeah. They have a great chemistry, you know?
Yeah.
So then, and I think it was around here. I mean, it's very possible that Ashley did say on the boat that they should fuck, but at the very least, Gabriella here said, like, oh, she's like, oh my God, Daisy, you and Gary should just have sex already. And he goes, oh, well, should we all just have sex at this point?
Yeah, and Kelsey's like, not me, I'm celibate. They're like, no, you're not. You just, no one's good enough. No one's hot enough for you. And the girl's like, ha ha. So they all go to the bathroom together, but Gabriella stays at the table alone with Colin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which never turns out well for anybody, I feel like, because he's just trying to stir shit, you know? So he's like, hey, is everything? Also, don't ask someone like Gabriella, how's everything? Because you know it's never like, great. It's always like... Here's how I'm feeling. I really don't feel like I'm a part of the group. And, like, it makes me feel, like, outside of the group. Like, oh, God, glad I asked. Glad I asked on a fun night out drinking.
I feel like Gabriella has probably told a lot of people about her bad medical insurance coverage. You know, like, yeah, I just, like, hurt my hand. And then I went to the doctor. They're not going to pay for it. So I have to pay $700 out of pocket for this. Yeah. And you're like, okay, great. That's the 10th story you told me about how your coverage does not take care of your medical ailment.
Also, if you want to feel part of the group, you need to go to the bathroom with the girls to talk shit. Like, that's just that's just what you do, you know? Yeah. So, Colin is also being kind of a shithead, I think, in this episode, because he's very, he's very, like, oh, you know, he's believing everything. He believes everything Ashley says. And then he's kind of Team Marcos for no reason. So even he's spreading it now, where Colin's like, well, it's all her fault. It's all her.
He's a little superficial, I feel like, in this one. I feel like he is presenting as if he is, you know, an ally to Gabriella. But actually, he winds up kind of like undermining her in some ways, or like taking other people's side more actively. So he goes, can I speak openly with you? Happy Gabs is fucking amazing, and you know, you're hilarious, everyone vibes with you, you know, and but sometimes we get hypersensitive, Gabs. I was gonna say Blue Cross Blue Shield Gabs, but yes, that works too.
It's like, your word, not mine. She's like, yeah, it's true, because I'm going through it right now. And so he's like, you know, someone not getting along. I mean, the whole crew can feel it. So that's the problem here. So then Marco, everyone else basically returns. And so Gabrielle says loud enough for everybody to hear as they sit down. She's like, yeah, it's been a really tough couple of weeks. So thanks so much for taking the time out to get to know me, Colin.
Thank you so much for getting to know me, Colin. Is my voice carrying? Oops.
Yeah.
So then they're all back and Kelsey's like, so do you guys think that like Glenn is in the hot tub having an amazing time? And we cut to Glenn in bed listening to a podcast and we just hear a narrator saying, scientists have never witnessed eels reproducing in the wild, but some believe they grow their reproductive organs in the Bermuda Triangle.
And he's just like eating in bed, listening to this. So funny. So then we're back to the table. And Gary's like, well, Ashley, that food looks delicious. Can I try some of that? She's like, if you're nice to me, I'm always nice. I want to fork you.
You know, okay, Gary also, you know, he also is contributing to this situation, okay? We're obviously slamming Ashley for being awful, but Gary's literally, and he's in a position of power saying, I want to fork you. And then later on, he's acting like, you know, she's the crazy one. Like, you, like, Gary, you are literally saying, I want to fork you to someone who is, like, and you are in a position of power. So, like, that's also kind of fucked up.
I mean, yeah, Gary's gross too. He just has like this charm about it, you know? I think if it was Gary doing, kind of acting like Ashley, like trying so hard, and when people are like, no, Ashley, and he was still going over the top for it in every single scene, mm-hmm. it would put him on an even playing field with her. But he's really not. He's just kind of like flirting with whoever walks in front of him, but kind of keeping his play distance thing where like, I want to go to bed now, just waiting for somebody to come in. I don't know, it's like there's less desperation and more like excited about the opportunity, if that makes any sense.
He definitely does the thing that I did when I was in the closet, which was that I would put myself in situations where I could be like around like the excitement of like the gay scene, or like, I'm going to go to a hardware store, but I'll do the one that's right in the middle of Boys Town in WeHo. And then, oh my God, a guy hit on me. Like, how crazy is that? I was just going to the hardware store and this happened. But it's like, I kind of put myself in a situation where that could happen and I could feel like the excitement of that. And I feel like Gary does the exact same thing. Like, because he's trying to like, he's attempting to be more professional this season, but he's like, oh, I would love a massage. Oh, should we go downstairs for a massage? Oh, I thought it was just a massage. It's like, Gary, you know exactly what you're doing. You can't, as Bethany Frankel said, you can't be stupid and smart at the same time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's playing, you know, that's how he's playing it. Like, what? I didn't expect anything was going to happen. What? I don't remember anything. Okay.
Okay,
Gary. All right, Gary. All right, old man Gary. That's not cute anymore. Like, when you're older, saying I don't remember things the next day isn't cute. It's like, speaking of medical insurance, do you have any? Because I'm worried about you, you know?
There's also something so narcissistic. I mean, to Ashley's credit, she has been very upfront about what she wants. She's like, I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you. And he's like, and then he says, now he's saying back to her, like, I want to fork you. Hey, let's get a massage. Oh, we're going downstairs for a massage. Oh.
But he's making good place jokes. You know what I mean? Like,
he is making a good place joke. But like, but the thing, I guess what I was just going to say, it's sort of narcissistic because it's like, I think he is really enjoying the fact that this girl is just like so hot for him. And he's going to like take it all the way literally to the limit. And, you know, and then he'd be like, oh, I didn't realize. But meanwhile, his ego is getting, you know, like his ego is getting fully, you know, stroked, no pun intended, by this experience. And I think the fact that he needs it so badly that he has to like do this whole rigmarole is like sad.
Yeah, it is sad. So sad Gary. Join us for sad Gary. The sad, the nothing sad else side of Gary.
Nothing else about Gary ever seemed sad before.
So let's see here. We're after Gabby and okay, so everybody returns to the table. And then Gary I'm sorry, I'm still at I'm going to fork you. Okay, it's time to scroll down, yeah. Ronnie. That was a note to myself. Then I knew there was something else I wanted to say about this scene. Kelsey is like, oh, you guys, hold on. And then she pulls her hair out. Not out, but like she whips her hair around and flosses her back tooth with it. Okay, Kelsey, that's just fucking disgusting at this point. It's just stop.
Even if you had proper dental floss, it's not appropriate to do at the dinner table.
That's
disgusting.
Okay?
And Gabriella is like, she again, passive aggressively is like, oh, I found floss, by the way. As if like there'd been no, like they're on a mega yacht and they can't find floss. Gabriella saying that, it was like her way of being like, don't do this.
Well, at first I thought, okay, so this girl isn't paying attention and she's just has like a nervous habit of, I don't know, flossing her teeth with her hair and they kind of caught her and it was embarrassing. But no, that's like her thing now. She's like, I'm the girl who flosses my teeth with my hair. Oh, hold on, guys. I'm going to floss my teeth with my hair at dinner. That's my thing. Gross.
Fluky. So then they get into, they head back to the boat. They're in the vans and then they arrive at the boat. And so then like Ashley climbs from like the back seat over the seat and then like rolls over onto Gary. And of course her dress fully comes up like over her head. And she's like, oh my God. I'm like, oh God, these two are awful.
Yeah. And Kelsey's like, kiss, guys. You guys should just like kiss. And he's like, they kiss. The girls kiss. And then he's like, don't kiss me. And Kelsey, at least, I mean, the girl who flosses her teeth, you know, with her hair, is like, you smell like cigarettes. I'm not going to kiss you. And I was like, you just got dissed by the girl who flosses her teeth with her hair.
Well,
okay. She smells like gingivitis. That's what she smells like. And she's judging you. Get it together.
No, I mean, obviously she cares about oral hygiene. That's why she needs to floss every 2 seconds with her own hair. Like, whatever she can find, she will floss with, you know? So I think that, like, the cigarettes thing is probably it's a sticking point for her, you know?
No.
So then they're back on the boat, and Gary gets into almost everyone goes to sleep, but Gary decides to get into the jacuzzi, and then Ashley comes out, and she's just, like, in a bikini, and she's got, like, very large breasts, and so there she comes out like breasts just sort of like boom boom, like she's like ready, she's like, I'm showing off my assets, I'm pulling out all the stops tonight, this is gonna happen tonight. So she comes out and she's like, I'm not okay, by the way, I'm not coming to fucking snuggle with you, Gary, I just want to sit in the jacuzzi by myself. I'm like, these two, the lies they are telling each other, it's just ridiculous.
Cut to her massaging his feet immediately. I just want to be alone. Give me your feet.
He's like, can I massage, please? He's like, okay.
So Colin and Gabby are watching this, and Colin is just like, what the hell? Ashley is desperate for Gary. Like, desperate. It's insane. And she's like, yeah, well, it's a game to her. And that's her words. She said that out of her mouth to me. And he's like, but are you saying this? Yes, is your one-eyed snake seeing it? Because it's standing at attention. Could you put something over that, Colin? Jeez.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then in the hot tub, Ashley's like, I'm good at massages. Gary's like, happy endings too. In private.
Oh my God, I love that she's so modest. So Gabrielle is like, well, I'm not in a place to say anything because I've been out of control as fuck. It's like so weird. I mean, it's Gary, am I right? And they start laughing. And so he just keeps going, are you seeing what I'm saying? Yeah. Are you getting this on your phone camera? Someone showed. This is amazing.
Oh my God, she's straddling him now. And Colin's like, what the fuck is happening? This is amazing. Excuse me, I need 5 minutes in the bathroom. I'll be right back.
So Ashley's like, we could go downstairs. So they do. And Gabriella and Colin are, of course, just cracking up watching all of this. And Gary's like, but I just want to... So they go into the room. They go into one of the guest cabins, which at this place... At this point, this place is just like a video jerk-off booth.
Yeah.
This boat just must stink like, you know, air freshener and mop. I don't know. Like, it must be disgusting in there. So
It's a lot of seamen
on this vessel. I just would never stay on this boat if I was, if I had the opportunity.
In cellophane.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
You know?
So they go down into one of the guest rooms, and Gary, we hear behind the door, Gary's just like, well, I just want a friendly massage. That's what I came down here for. What are you doing? And she's like, I am going to massage you. I just took my shirt off. I want you to fuck me.
And he's like, oh yeah, go on then, go on then. And then you hear him, and then he goes, Gary, you're being a bad boy. And then he like lets out this, it goes to commercial, like it sort of like pulls out, no pun intended, the camera pulls out, and you just see the yacht, and you just hear him laugh. Like, truly, if you ever needed a PSA about smoking, this is it, because you hear him just go. Like, I don't know how Ashley at that moment was like, you know what, I think I'm gonna call it a night.
That's just how he is, you know, like she loves it. So
it's then, like if a 19th century chimney could laugh, that's what it would be like. That's like literally like Industrial Revolution London with soot all over. Like, it's just that's the sound of the Industrial Revolution.
I think it just right sounds there. Like a plague, you know, it's like the Spanish flu. If anybody missed a chapter of the Spanish flu in history, here it is, you know, right before commercial break.
All the plagues. Yeah. It's the story of Moses.
So, Garrett, we come back from commercial, and he's like, oh my God, get it out. Get it out. We're not having sex. So I guess she sat on him or something while she's massaging him. I mean, I don't know. So I guess he's screaming, get my penis out of you. We're not having sex. And she's like, but Gary, it's already in. He's like, get it out. Get it out. And then he leaves the room. I love that he acts like his penis is a dog that he was letting someone house sit for a while. And they've let the dog out without. It's on you. The penis is on you. You're saying, get it out of me.
And he's like, oh, I thought you were giving me a friendly massage. And she's like, you're fucking inside of me. We're way past that. I'm like, yeah, it's just one of those things like, Gary, at what point did you, like, you realize that when you put your penis in her, that's, like, what are you doing?
But so, he's saying, I didn't put my penis in her. She put my penis in her. Like, I was just laying there naked with a heart on, and she put my penis in her. It's like, what? This is...
it's not great.
it's not really great. So he goes into his room and like he runs away basically, and of course it's just to tell the guys like, I don't know how to deal with this. I mean, I turned around and she's stark naked, and I said, I'm here for a massage.
Oh God. Like, this is not okay. You're not at Massage Envy, okay? This is not like you didn't pay your $53 and get your card punched, and then you're like, well, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna go to Sprouts afterwards. Like, this was late night drinking. You guys are doing lots of sexual innuendos. Like, you can't just play this naive, Gary. I'm sorry, you really can't.
And Ashley's like, well, I just went down for a massage. That was the intention. I mean, other things might have happened, but I don't want to go into details. If this show was serious about entertaining me, there would be a tender pulling up with her sister on it immediately.
I know.
I can't take this.
I can't either. And then I would be really in favor of Gary having sex with his sister, because that would just be hilarious at that point. But it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's the two of them. The way that they're both acting like, oh, one thing led to another. I'm like, you guys, just throw yourselves off this. Because now he's going to do, for the rest of the episode, he's going to do the, oh, I don't even remember it happening. I didn't even know what was going on. And then she's going to do this the rest of the episode. She's going to say, we had sex. So he's going to over-exaggerate his naivete, and she's going to over-exaggerate their passion, and it's just awful.
Right. It's like she just wants to say that she finally got him. You know, it's so gross. And she's also, you know, I don't always like saying, like, if roles were reversed, this would be a much different story. But in this case, just listening to how you're talking about it, yes, he's going to walk around saying he doesn't remember, and she's going to walk around bragging about it and saying he wanted it the whole time. When every time he gets wasted, she follows him and tries this same shit, you know? And then he's like, what? I can't imagine. It's just, like, such an odd time for this to be happening as, like, a fun storyline, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, I mean, like, if the roles were reversed, I mean, that is something that has crossed my mind, which is why I'm like, loath to say something like, oh, well, Gary had it coming, or he sent off all the signals, because that's the really toxic language that surrounds these sort of conversations. So, like, you know, trying to navigate between that kind of talk versus also like, but he's also acting like, oh, he didn't know what was going on. You know, I don't like, you know, it's really hard to navigate that, especially on like a recap where we're just trying to be funny. But the truth is also like when we say, oh, if the roles were reversed, at the end of the day, the roles weren't reversed.
Right. And, the roles aren't reversed and there's not really a history. And men
and women are not
interchangeable.
Right. Yeah, men and women are not interchangeable.
Right, men have not dealt with that for decades and centuries, for all time, basically.
Yeah,
so it's not.
And he's a superior. She's not a superior. And she's like literally superior at nothing in life. Let's not forget. But like, it's really facile logic. It's really easy to want to always say if the roles were reversed, blah blah blah. And I mean, I've done it. I'm not innocent in this. I've totally done it. But the truth is that logic doesn't always work in life because things are like. Context is everything, you know?
Yes, context is everything, and I don't think it's exactly the same, and I'm not saying that it is, which is why I never say if roles were reversed, but in this case I'm like, just listening to the language coming out of her mouth, it's like
well, it's interesting to think about. It's an interesting sort of like twist on what we unfortunately always see on Below Deck, you know?
Right.
It's gross.
Here's my basic thought experiment. Here's to sum it up. It's just fucking gross, okay? And it's like to the point where it's awkwardly gross. It's not fun gross anymore. It's like just you're trying so hard for what? Like you're trying so hard to get like the stained, musty paper bag that's been shoved behind a dumpster for years to fuck you. And it's sad. It's sad to watch. Like, get something going on in your life, you know?
It's like waiting in line at the Apple store for 2 hours, and then you get to the front of the line, and when you get to the front of the line, you don't ask for an iPhone, you ask for, like, some Oscar Mayer bologna or something. You're like, really? That's what you're waiting in line for all this time?
So then Ashley comes to bed, and Gabrielle is like, are you eating Snickers again up there? And she's like, no, I'm eating my birth control. And she's like, good, you probably need it. Were you guys fucking in the guest cabin? And Ashley just goes,
You know why she's probably eating? By the way, I think, a lot of things to unpack there. First of all, Ashley would be like, yeah, we were totally fucking when, as far as we can tell, I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to get into the debate about were they having sex, were they not having sex. I really honestly don't have the patience for that debate. But I will say, I think it's funny that Gabriella's first question is, are you eating your Snickers again? Like, I love that Ashley has like a Snicker thing. And it makes sense because I just read about this controversy yesterday about Snickers and a dick vein. Do you know about the dick vein controversy on Snickers?
No. God. Don't ruin Snickers for me.
No, I'm not. It's hilarious. It's like, this is the internet, like prime internet. So basically, I didn't realize that people refer to the ridge on the top of the Snickers as the Snickers dick vein. And so someone photoshopped a Snickers without it and said, oh, the woke mob has protested that the dick vein is too offensive. So Snickers has stopped making Snickers with the dick vein. And then people started to get mad and people started to feel like it was the product of the woke mob. And then it came out that it was all photoshopped and fake, and that never happened. And Snickers had to be like, we still have our veins. So the point is this. Of course, Ashley goes for the candy bar that actually has a dick vein on it.
She also goes for the one that says it satisfies you. Like, Snickers satisfies you.
The least satisfied person on this crew, I should mention.
Just the idea that it's just like, are you munching on something? Just my birth control.
Like it's an Altoid.
Yeah, so this show. Just having my birth control snack up here. So Gabby's like, ugh, I can't believe I ever gave him any attention. Oh, please, as if you didn't know all of this was going on from the very beginning. Like, you don't get to just wriggle out of this either. So then Gary calls Ashley into his room. This is the next day now. And he's like, what happened last night? I was just so drunk.
Wait, by the way, I think you totally skipped a very important part, which is Kelsey fainting in the room. Kelsey unable to get into her bunk. Did you? Or did I? Was I just lost in my own thoughts when you said it?
I think sometimes I just skip through Kelsey stuff because I assume she's like, I don't know, trying to get a rope out of the water or something.
That's okay. There's really nothing more to it. She just faint. She's trying to get into her bunk bed and she can't get in there. And Daisy's like, do you need any help? She's like, no, I totally got it. And then she just falls over and faints. And Daisy's like, oh my God,
you fainted. You totally fainted just now. You fainted.
Stay down. Yeah, she's trying to get up to work in the morning and she's still wasted. So she can't go to work. She has to like sleep some more before work. So Gary calls Ashley in and says that he was just too drunk. Did anything happen? And she's like, seriously, Gary, you don't remember? And Marcos is like, you remember she took you downstairs, right? And he's like, no. I remember drinking. I remember a massage. And then I remember going to sleep.
It's just like, I can't even deal with this ridiculousness. Okay. So the producer's like, Gary, did you have sex with Ashley? He goes, oh, fuck no. I remember giving him a massage. That's it. Oh, Gary.
Glenn's like, hilarious. Love you fucking an underling in a guest room. This is great. Okay. Keep up the good work.
So now they're like getting ready to go to their villa for their day off. And Daisy has an announcement that I would have thought had been made many more times by Gary. Oy vey. So that's that.
Then Gary and Ashley cut back to them. And Gary says he doesn't know what happened. He's like, I thought we just fell asleep. And she's like, well, we didn't. But we did stop. I mean, we agreed to stop. We both agreed on stopping. Which, of course, now that she gets to amend the story, it's that she also chose to stop, which is not true. And
yeah, she said something about because they were sober or she was sober or maybe they weren't sober. So they thought it would be responsible to stop. Something like that, right?
Yeah, I guess. And so Gary's like, well, if it's going to happen again, let's try not to be drunk so I can remember it and enjoy it. He just like sinks back into the water. You just see bubbles coming.
He's like a swamp creature. I can have fun and remember it. So he's also kind of dissing her, saying how it was not fun. So then they go off to the resort. And Glenn's like, you guys look like a bunch of rock stars. Have fun. I'm going to go ride this yacht onto a sandbar and get stuck there. Oops.
I've got some ill romantic novels to catch up on. You guys have fun.
Just ordered some papadum from the local Indian restaurant. I'll just be sitting here on the boat eating it alone.
So on the van, everybody's drinking and having fun. And Colin's like, this is going to get epic. I've got a feeling about it. And Daisy goes, oh my gosh, we deserve this. Every charter has been good. And he's like, we ran the boat ashore. So actually, not really sure what rule book you're looking at, but
it reminds me of one time when I was down in my boat in Panama and I was saying, this has been a great, great ride.
Shots of champers, let's do it, everybody.
All right, I'll finish that story later.
So Gabriella is just chugging from the champagne bottle. She's just like, they have a few shots of her today where she just kind of turns away and chugs.
Yeah.
Which is not really a great way to enter this party where you think everybody hates you because you get mad when you're drunk. Okay.
No, not great. So they're like, having fun, and Gabrielle's like very excited because she's like, you know what, today I'm gonna be my own hype man. I'm gonna let my hair down and I'm just like not gonna get into my own head. Lies. So they all are like swimming and drinking and jumping in the pool, jumping on the floats and falling in the pool from the float, and you know, swimming around and all that fun stuff.
And then they have chicken fight, and Ashley's riding Colin and she's fighting Gabriella. And Ashley wins chicken fight. So there was like a sister point in her book. She's like, yes, I beat my sister at something. So then it gets really quiet. And Kelsey is... Okay, so Gary's like massaging Kelsey's feet. And he's trying to make another threesome thing happening, basically, right? Yeah. Where he's like flirting with Kelsey and Ashley at the same time. And Kelsey's like, oh my God. And here begins the start of Gary's foot fetish. And Gary's like, want to give me a blowjob? And Ashley goes, I'm pretty sure I did already.
He goes, did you really? Oh, really? Was it working? It was working. Well, that's good to know. Thank you. Thank you very much for that blowjob. I'm like, you're acting like she got you a coffee. He's like, oh, really? Oh, that's lovely. That was a lovely cup of coffee. Thank you so much for it.
And she's like, oh my God, how do you have no recollection? Normally everybody's obsessed with me.
I think when people post photos that say, stay away from her, that's not being obsessed with you in a good way.
Yeah. There's like warning signs. There's like your face is in post offices. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's not because they're fans.
FBI unwanted lists.
Also, this is not the personality of somebody that everyone's obsessed with. People who everyone's obsessed with wait for it. They don't beg for it. Okay, Beggy? Okay, Beggy Peggy? You're Beggy Sue got married. You're embarrassing yourself. Beggy Hill. Okay, Beggy Hill.
Beggy Sue got married.
Whatever, Beg Bundy. Beg Bundy.
Beggy Olson. It's a deep cut. That was a specific reference.
I know, that one was so sad. I was like, oh my God. What a dramatic life on Mad Men.
But Beggy Olson had a great arc. I'm mad that I've now called Ashley Beggy Olson. She does not deserve to be punned.
She doesn't. I was like, wow, I feel bad for Peggy Olson, you know?
Peggy
you
Olson
are no Beggy
Olson,
man. Yeah.
Beggy, by the way, and let me tell you something. Everyone's obsessed with Peggy Olson, and Peggy Olson never had to ask for it. She never had to be like, people are obsessed with me. She literally had to, she just was like, get away from me all the time, you know? And that made people, she literally had that art department around her finger.
So,
Mad Men, everyone.
Mad Men.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then, Gabby is offering Marcos. She's like, hey, Marcos, you want this water? And he's like, I can't. Or are you telling me to hold your glass for you? And she's like, oh my God. I mean, it's hot out here. You shouldn't just like get roasted. And he's
she was cheersing him. She cheers Colin with her glass, and then she reached her glass out to cheers Marcos, and he refused to clink glasses with her.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Which is sort of rude.
He hates her. So she's like, yeah, it's really hot. I mean, you're just going to get roasted. And he's like, oh, you think it's hot? And so then she starts doing trying to do his accent back at him. Like, oh, in Venezuela, where I'm from. Ha, 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 ha. And I was like, oh, my God, this is not.
Yeah.
This is not great. This is not working out.
I mean, I know that she's Brazilian, right? I think she's Brazilian. I remember I looked up her Wikipedia and she's like a samba extraordinaire or something like that. But I don't remember why I looked it up, but I did. But she's, I think, Brazilian. So maybe she thought like, oh, we're both South American. We can do this sort of thing. But you can tell like when she started doing that, I was like, oh, this is not going to improve their relationship right now.
Right. And he's like, actually, I don't say that I'm Venezuelan anymore. Now I'm pretty much American. You know, I've been here so long. And she's like, okay, then fine. In Miami, where I'm from. And she starts doing this accent. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was cringe.
It was cringe. Although she was, I mean, if she hadn't done the accent, she would have been totally right. Like, totally hilarious. Because that is kind of his thing. Like, everything is like, you think this is a potato? Let me tell you about the potatoes I've had in my past. That is kind of Marcos's thing. And in fact, he literally goes, I know people like Gabriella in my past. To me, I'm getting flashbacks of my ex poking on me and poking, and then I snap. So I'm just going to avoid her so I don't snap on her.
So this is the kind of person that would just murder me because
that's
my love language. Okay. Mocking you is my love language. I would be murdered in 2 seconds. Also doing terrible accents is my love language, but I don't do it at the person. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And then Marcos is like, you know, picking on someone that much, like that's like, you know, the way she's picking me off is like picking on me, like fuck off. And Colin goes, yeah, she is a little bit obnoxious. And to think that her deductible is so big, it's ridiculous what she has to go through.
Here's what's annoying me about Colin. He's seeing all this go down. He's seeing Marcos refuse to cheers with her and just being a dick to her. She's seeing that Gabriella is trying way too hard, you know, I might add, to be friendly with him and to, like, build a rapport with him. And Colin is still like, she's the worst. In this episode.
Well, I mean, she was being like, obnoxious in that moment.
She was, but you can tell she's trying to not be. You know, like,
yeah,
she's
not
trying,
trying to
be friendly with him. It's just not working, and she's not picking up on the social cues. But she's not over there to hurt him. She's over there to, like, try and make him like her again, right? Like, she's trying to infer closeness.
Colin, I think that we just expect more from Colin because he actually seems to be like the smartest person there, the most capable person, and the nicest person. And it feels like he he has had enough conversations with both of the feuding parties that he should be able to bridge them. And like, even though Gabriella was being obnoxious, by him saying she's being obnoxious, he's not like helping that relationship. He's just sort of helping Marcos be more entrenched in his viewpoint, rather than seeing it as rather than like helping Marcos see that this is Gabriella's, you know, like defense mechanism or something, which just doesn't mean that it's great that she does it, but it's like he can at least try to foster a better relationship between the two of them.
Yeah. So then Daisy and Gary are talking, and Gary's telling her about Ashley. He says, yeah, today she said she gave me a blowjob, but I don't remember that, you know, and it must be because I was vodka wasted. You know, that's not attractive. That's not the regular kind of wasted I am is attractive, but vodka wasted. Gotta watch out for that one.
I mean, who would want to have sex with me on a normal basis, let alone when I'm paralytically fucked?
So then Colin's like, so you went to the cabin last night, Ashley? Went to the cabin with Gary? Ashley and Gary kissing in a tree? K-I-S-S. Come on, give me the deets, girl. I'm not here all week. And she's like, yeah, I gave him a massage. And Kelsey goes, what's her vagina?
She's like, yeah, I don't remember where the massage ended and the sex began. We had sex. We totally had sex.
Yeah. And so, which, you know, she thinks because there's no cameras there that nobody knows. I mean, we would have heard Gary getting a blowjob, I think.
Like, yeah.
He's not going to remember. I mean, come on now. So then Gabriella's chugging from the champagne bottle alone. And we know that this is not going to end well.
No. And then, like, there's more pool antics. Marcos, like, jumps in the water. He tries to, like, do, like, a flipper, backflip or something, but he just winds up doing, like, a backflop. And then there's, like, more antics, and Gabriella gets, like, kicked in the face, and they, like, rewind it and, like, highlight it. She gets kicked in the face, and you think it's going to be a big drama because they did that, but, like, nothing really happens from it. It's just, like, more, you know, things happening to Gabriella that's just making her hate life.
Yeah, Marcos is basically just laughing, right? Because he's the one who flipped the floaty that made the kick happen or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he did the jackknife or whatever. So he's kind of laughing. And she's like, that wasn't funny. I mean, remember when you were a dick to me, Marcos? Yeah. You guys, I don't know why you're laughing because that wasn't funny. And someone says, oh my God, you act like you're married. And she's like, well, then I'm not ever getting married, because if that's how you act when you're like 40, like a fucking dick ass, I'm not getting married then.
Gabriella! That's Daisy on the side. Like, Gabriella! That's enough now, Gabriella! So then Marcos is like, listen, if you hear yourself well, you're going to embarrass yourself.
Gabriella!
She's like, this is what a man is. This is how a man treats a woman. And he's like, I hope you... And she goes, you hope I die alone, Marcos. We get it, Marcos.
So, and he's like, she's been picking on me all day. And Gabriella's like, well, when I'm joking around with you, if I'm joking with you and if you think I'm picking on you, that's your problem, not mine.
And he's doing that thing where he's like, listen to yourself. Like, look at you. After he's been a dick to her all day and she finally snaps. Like,
yeah.
After she gets kicked in the head, he's like, oh my God, why are you acting like that? Wow. And so she's like, well, don't worry, Marcos. You've already got 10 people on your side, so you're good. You're good. And they're like, what the hell's going on with her, right? So now everybody's like, oh no, now something's wrong with Gabriella. And it like puts a damper on everything. So everyone's super awkward the rest of the time.
Yeah. And then there's like just more antics where Colin, like Gary is passed out on like a chaise lounge. And so Colin goes over with a pitcher of cold water and pours it on his stomach. He's like, did I just have sex with that pitcher? I don't remember.
So then Gabriella goes to sleep in a guest room, basically to sleep it off. And Daisy comes to check on her and just tucks her in. And Marcos is like, well, I don't want to be talked to like that. And she's like, it's not about you. It's about what she's dealing with, all right? He's like, but what she says she's dealing with, you still don't have to disrespect me.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want negativity around me. I live too many years in a dark place. And Daisy's like, I've never had this before. This is a huge learning curve for me. And you can't tell people that they aren't happy, that you can't, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. It's a learning curve for me. Even just saying this sentence is a learning curve for me.
Marcus is being an asshole too, though. It's like you pick at her all day. She came in to apologize to you. You rolled your eyes in her face, you know? Like,
yeah.
Why are you acting like you can't be around the negativity? You're dragging the negativity on and on. And then when you just say, well, she's going through things, she can't be disrespectful to me. But then you turn around like, well, I've just lived too many years in a dark space. Like, yeah. You do the same thing. You shut up too, okay? There's all his plenty stories, of wrong to go around in this one.
All his stories are from like a negative thing. Like, you don't want to know what I've seen. You don't want to know what I've been through. Oh, my ex was terrible. Everything was terrible. That's why I choose to be positive. No, if all your stories are like sad and dark and you're like really happy to like go back to that place over and over again anytime anyone talks to you, then you're not really living in a positive place.
Well, and his place is really dark. Like the stories we do know about him, like they are like legit dark. But I think in general, he goes to prove that people who talk about how not negative they are lying. They're always telling you the opposite of the truth. I never trust when someone says that. I mean, I'm just a positive person, okay? Those are the people that go the craziest on you in the end.
Yeah, and the people who also say, I hate drama. You know, it's, oh my God, people are obsessed with me.
Yeah.
So now it's nighttime and everyone's getting ready to go out for their dinner and everything. And Kelsey like sees Gary. She's like, ew, you smell like cigarettes. Because, oh, I just showered. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you showered in nicotine, Gary. Just admit it. Your shampoo is made by Marlboro.
So then let's see here. Getting ready for dinner. So then, you know, Gabby's in the mirror doing her makeup. Like, hi, my name is Gabby. And I had too much to drink. And someone pissed me off, and now I'm embarrassed. So thanks for listening, Mirror.
So Gabriella, she then goes over to Marcos, and she goes, Marcos, I don't want to fight with you. And he goes, promise me? She goes, yeah, like, but like, you also, like, don't fight with me. Like, I don't want to, like, is this a one-way thing? I want to make sure. Long story short, they both agree they're not going to fight anymore. They hug, and it's like, great. They actually, like, had, like, a little bit of a breakthrough. They kind of had to explode to have a breakthrough. So you're like, great, wonderful.
No, they're just not meant to be. Because they go sit down. They're the first two at the table. And so she's about to sit down across from him. And she's like, so do you want someone else to sit across from you today? Because we're always across this table from each other. He goes, okay, we can change. And she's like, oh, okay then. Well, I guess I'll sit down at the other end of the table then. Great. She's very Shannon Bador in this moment.
Where I know.
It's like she offers the idea and then gets offended.
I know. It was like a little test. She also, if she didn't want to sit across from him, because I'm not sure if it was a test, but if she didn't want to sit across from him but didn't want to be rude about it, she has to do the old classic, oh, wait a second. I think I left my thing back in that. Hold on one second. And then she like should leave, let someone else take the seat, and then come back in. I mean, right. That's just classic. That's like, that's seat changing 101.
Yes.
So then Gabriella... So I think in her attempt to like bond with the crew, she like tries to be funny and in a way that doesn't quite, you can see it's just not landing and it's awkward. She tries to like take on the persona of like a snooty biatch who owns this villa. She's like, I want to thank you all for coming to my house. Thank you for coming, Marcos. Thank you for, and he's like, I'm not listening. He's like, of course you're not. Well, thank you for contaminating my pool, Marcos. I'll have to drain it now. I'm like, this is not the best first step right after you're, like, fake.
Right, you're trying to ingratiate yourself, but when it's not working, cut it off, you know? She just keeps going with this speech and going and going. Well, meanwhile, she doesn't know that Ashley has told everybody on this boat that she doesn't trust them and she doesn't like them and she wants to quit because she doesn't like everybody. So she's like, why is nobody laughing at this, you know? Like, she's caught up in this thing. And then she just kind of snapped at Marcos trying to be funny. And that wasn't funny. And it's just awkward on top of awkward on top of awkward.
It's not landing. It's a comedy bit that's not landing and everyone's taking it literally, or they just don't think it's funny. And not only is it not working, she even does a callback to it later. And as someone who has made many callbacks to things that were never funny in the first place, I get it. But in this case, she really has to just like zip it.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, everybody, this was amazing. So thanks for coming. I'd like you to leave my house now. And they're like, well, I guess we'll leave then. All right. Daisy's like, well, all right, on that note, it's time to vamanoose.
Yeah. We did also, by the way, get a lovely moment of Daisy doing river dance stuff, which I really personally loved. I just want Daisy to do that all the time. Like, just once per episode, she's like, well, we're sailing now, so I guess it's time for me to do my dancing. So she starts, you know, doing the dance. She was adorable.
So then here we are back in the van. So Daisy and Colin and Gary. Colin's like, well, that was uncomfortable, was it? Was it just me? And she's like, oh my God, I wanted to throw myself off a bridge into a river, if you will, where I could dance. Here it goes. Like, we're in a van, Daisy. Okay? Like, you start the river dance, you can't quit it now.
Yeah. So, and then Asher's like, well, I'm glad we got one good day out of her. Am I right about Gabriella? I'm like, you know what? Shut up, Ashley. Stop it. So, I don't know what I
basically wrote here. Colin's like, you need to talk to Gabriella because this is ridiculous and she's under you. And Daisy's like, well, I don't know what to do about it. What am I supposed to do about it? Come on, Gabriella. And he's like, well, it's your fucking staff, so you have to discuss it with her and do it tonight for the drama. He's like, for me, I'd love the drama of it if you just did it tonight.
I love he's just like upfront now. He's like, let's be honest, I just want to sit and watch and talk about it. And then one of yous go to sleep. So that way tomorrow I can say, hey, did you hear what happened last night? Okay, that'd be wonderful.
Right. So then Daisy and Gabby are talking. And well, basically it's just time to go home, right? They're all at home. They're all at the boat.
Now they're back on the boat. Yeah, now they're back on the boat. And this is where Ashley's sitting with Colin and this is where she's like, oh, I'm glad we got one good day out of Gabriella, which is obnoxious because I'd like one good day of like silence from Ashley once in a while.
And she's like, like, we're not going to be friends. Like, I don't give a fuck about her. I mean, 3 more weeks. Am I right? And Gabriella walks in, you know, and she's like, oh, hi. Am I interrupting something? And Ashley's like, no, we were just, I mean, no, not at all. Nope, nothing at all. And so she's like, okay, good. Well, Colin, could you get me and Ashley a beer, please? Which, again, comes off as totally bitchy. I think she's like, can I have a moment with Ashley? Right?
But I wasn't sure what it was, but the vibe, it felt like very bossy in that moment. Because it wasn't like, hey, could you do me a favor? It was like, it felt like she was still like in her character from earlier. And Colin wasn't really into that request at that moment. He's like, well, everyone's going to bed. And Gabrielle's like, well, do you want to drink alone? And so
because Ashley's like, I've already got a beer. I'm fine. And he's like, yeah, we've got beers. So is it you that wants one?
It's like, you're the one who just sat down. Why did you not get yourself a beer on your way over here?
Yeah, she thinks she's trying because she's saying all the things that you're supposed to say when you're trying. Like, you know, I'm really in a vulnerable place and I'm going to try with everybody. But then her actions are like, this is you trying? Stop trying. Yeah. So you're just making it worse.
And I felt like really bad for her in that moment because it had felt to me like Colin was kind of like one of her best friends on the boat. Like she had even said like, oh, I connect with you. Like you're my people, but the others aren't. So to see him kind of get looking at her like she was crazy, just sort of being like the way he clammed up when she arrived, that I actually felt like sort of stung a little bit. It's like, oh man, oh, like she's now fully alone, like he's left her.
Well, yeah, she walks up when he's clearly talking shit about her with Ashley too, you know.
Yeah,
they just stop talking when she walks in. So that everybody just goes to sleep because she's like, okay, fine, then I guess I'm going to bed. And she just goes to bed. And so it's awkward, you know, another awkward scene. So then everybody goes to sleep and the next day comes and Gabriella tells Kelsey, wow, I made it almost a whole day without fighting with somebody. And Kelsey's like, almost.
I almost made it a whole day without flossing my teeth and my hair, but I did it actually about 20 times. So whoops. So then, Daisy knows she has to have a conversation with Gabriella to sort of like figure out the situation with her and Marcos. And you know, Gabriella is feeling shitty because she's like, she has one little thing with Marcos and it does all the progress that she had felt she had made with connecting with people, etc. So, like, there's definitely, you know, unease on the boat.
So she's, they're cleaning, they're making a bed, Gabby and Ashley. And so Gabriella is like, you know, and then it's like one little thing with Marcos, and it did, undid all this progress I made, which I love. She considers it progress when she just gets him to accept an apology for like 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, he just doesn't like me. And Ashley's like, well, we're wasting time here. Like, I don't want to make beds till one. This is distracting. So just like, come on, let's work. And she leaves and Gabriella's like, okay, well, I guess I can't force you to be my friend. Yeah, stop talking to somebody who hates your guts.
I know. Stop confiding into this stupid girl. I love Ashley saying, oh, this is distracting. Meanwhile, it's been like 3 weeks of her being like, oh my God, I think like Gary and I, like we totally have chemistry. Like, oh my God, we did it last night. We had sex. We had huge 3 second sex. It was amazing. Ugh. So then Glenn checks in on Daisy. He's like, oh, how was everything at the village? You hear about eels? They have sex in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yes. Glenn, that was very nice. There were a few crew problems. It started to affect everyone's time on board.
Daisy, that's great, but why are you doing this little jig right now with your feet going up and down?
Why are you threatening to kick me? It's the river dance!
I can't stop now. It's been uncorked.
So, preference sheet meeting. Oh, God, these new people coming on seem like a real pleasure. We've got Dr. Kim Nichols, a cosmetic dermatologist, and she's requesting that everybody always address her as doctor. Hey, doctor, go fuck yourself.
Dr. Nichols. Not even Dr. Kim, Dr. Nichols. Well, that's very much like, so that was, that's something my dad would do. Like, I have like distinct memories of, I remember one time my parents going to buy a Pontiac, and the Pontiac dealer was like, hey, what's your name? And my dad goes, Mr.
Don't get too comfortable, Toyota salesman. If someone requested that I always refer to them as doctor, I would tell them to go fuck themselves and refuse to do it. I would say, hey, lady, the whole day. I'd be, hey, girl. I just like infer closeness.
You should do that.
I will if I ever meet Dr. Kim Nichols. I'll be like, hey, girl. Hi, lady. Gary's like, she's not on the high horse at all. I can't wait to fuck her.
Oh, I do love playing doctor, if you know what I'm saying.
So now Gabriella gets on the phone with her friend Cooks. Cook. I think his name is Cooks.
Cookie.
But she calls him Cookie. Was it Cookie?
I don't know. Cook. So she's anyway, on Kyle her Cook. Phone with him, and he is the gay friend we all need, okay?
Yes.
Because he's just, like, not listening. You know, he's not just smoothing it he's over. Like, before. But you're right. You're so right. Don't worry about it. You're perfect. Everybody else sucks. He's like, yeah, you know, you just need to stop sucking. You know, I mean, I think you're frustrated, and it comes out to other people in just a terrible way. You've got to stop doing that.
Yeah, because she's like, I just don't know why I'm acting like this. And I'm like, I'm embarrassed, and I'm not doing well. Honey, is this about that ankle issue you had again that you had to pay out of pocket? Because at this point, we all understand. Like, it's time to move on. No, it's about my... So he basically is like, listen, it's a vicious cycle. You need to release that. Release the vicious cycle.
So yeah, it's like, okay, release whatever it is that you're doing that's making you act this way, which, I mean, we could all use a friend like that, you know? And I feel bad for her because she seems to be so on the mark about herself. It's like she's probably read a lot of self-help books, you know? And as someone who reads, I'm basically projecting, because like when you read a lot of self-help books and then figure out all this stuff of like why your mind is doing this or why your personality is like this, you know, it's like, what is an addiction issue? Oh, this makes total sense. I'm starting to understand my addiction issues. But it's like you're understanding it while you're eating a 5-pounder bag of M&Ms.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I'm like mentally intellectually understanding it, but then emotionally understanding it are so different. She seems to be having that struggle where she knows what she's doing, but she can't seem to like stop her emotions.
Stop it. Yeah.
So I get it. I guess I relate.
Yeah. Her mind is telling her one thing and her body's telling another. Not really. It's just her mind's telling her one thing and her mind's doing another thing at the same time. So,
right. It's like you're reading a Weight Watchers book, but you're like farting out, Ben and Jerry's. It's the same. I'm sorry. That was gross. I hate farting. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's like when I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to work out. I need a little bit of like energy. I need something like to fuel me a little bit. So then I have like peanut M&Ms. I'm like, there we go. Now I can work out. I do that. That's not even a joke. I do that all the time. I'm like, I just a little something to get me through my workout.
Well, so my mom always says, hey, at least it has protein in it. It's got some nuts. It could be worse, you know?
Yeah.
Like so the Gabriella, most positive thing ever.
Sorry, I just...
No, I just never finish my sentence. I act like I'm done talking, and then I just keep talking, you know? It's a no-win.
Right there, I just did it again. No, but I'm also, like, I get trigger happy, and I'm like, I gotta say something really important that's actually not important at all, you know? See, that's a perfect example of me saying, Ben, cool your jets, but I don't cool my jets.
So Gabby quits. Okay, well, thanks everybody for being here.
But it is actually... What happens?
Now, we had talked about a blind that was posted about this show that basically said Gabriella quits due to emotional stress or something. And I thought, well, this blind doesn't make sense because that does not seem like it's going to happen to me at all. I mean, I was surprised it went this way. It's like this episode, I know that it's been intense for her and whatever, but it just, like I said at the beginning, it didn't seem that deep. And so for her to take it to like, I can't take this, nobody likes me, I quit. I was shocked that she did it.
Yeah. I was pretty surprised too. When that blind came out, I was like, but everything's fine. She's like, fine. She gets along with everyone. Where's this coming from? And then like, as soon as that blind hit, like she started to like spiral downwards. So yeah, I don't know. The good thing that we do know about it is that like the blind, you know, suggested that there was something racially insensitive that was said from Daisy, and then Gabrielle had said it was not Daisy. So I'm glad that our precious Daisy is not being problematic. That makes me very happy.
Yes. So she basically quits very nicely with Glenn. She's like, listen, I'm affected in my brain. It's not, I have interpersonal work to do, and I don't want to disappoint you, but I think it's healthiest for me to just leave the boat. I hate to quit before pickup. Like, she's the nicest quitter.
She's nice. It's like a really nice quit.
It's a great quit. And he's like, well, normally I would be disappointed, but under these circumstances, you know, look, you're doing what's right for you, so get yourself to the right place. But then he's telling us, like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know anything was even wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he did know it was wrong, but he didn't know it was this wrong.
Well, so everyone's, like, actually pretty sad, except for Ashley, who's like, I get the bottom bunk now, bitch. She's like, and if you think about it, it also means one more big tip. Am I right? Everyone's like, wow, you're so cold.
Ashley is just a fucking horrid human being. I mean, talk about dancing on someone's grave. You know, you're just a fucking awful human being. I hope you fall overboard.
Well, this is the peak of her life. So, you know, it's all downhill from here. Sorry, Ashley. Oh,
God, she's going to be doing Instagram lives about it till she's 70.
I know. So then ultimately the episode ends with Gabriella, you know, hugging everyone goodbye and walking off the boat. And she's just like walking down the pier. And then Glenn goes, wow, that's got to be a lonely walk, huh? I'm like, thanks, Glenn.
Feels great.
Wow. Wow, she must be thinking about all her failures as a second stew. Wow, that's really got to be in her head right now.
And everybody's making comments like, you know, I'm just glad that she's going to go work on her mental state. And she really needs to take care of herself. I hope she figures it out. Do you guys not watch reality TV? Was this the villain the whole time? Because I'm so confused. Because this is like a villain storyline, right? It's like the person comes on, they can't get along with anybody. Then they just finally quit because everybody finally is sick of their bullshit. And I'm like, but I didn't really see her as a villain or this whole thing. It's so murky. This whole storyline was murky. I'm still confused by it and I don't know what to think.
There's also like an element of insincerity about it. Like, oh man, well, it really sucks, but we hope that she just gets better. I'm like, well, you know, you could have expressed that kind of sentiment or concern or compassion when she was still on the boat, you know, and maybe helped her out there a little bit too.
Well, I just try and think of it from their side, which is they think that this girl has just been talking shit about all of them and hates them all and is quitting because she hates them all, because that's basically what Ashley's told them. So I have to remember that side of it too. But I was like, you know, kind of fuck all you guys. Fuck this show. And especially fuck you, Ashley. Fuck you. Ashley. You suck.
She really does suck. Or that's what she claims. So anyway, guys, We will catch you the next episode we got coming up. Oh my God, New Jersey finale. That's going to be coming up next. So stick around for that one. Just keep an eye out for it on your feeds. Thank you all for being here, for listening to us yammer on. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.